to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!
Hey! Woo woo woo!
Camel Nation, we're back. Back in business. I got my girl Cheyenne to come to work today.
You did. Barely, but I'm here. I have made it.
After an epic birthday weekend.
It was a long weekend of celebratory events.
I love packing it in.
I don't, because I end up exhausted. I end up so tired, and that's really what happened. I pretty much drank all weekend.
So Friday, we started it with the Grass League golf tournament.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was so much fun.
There were some drinks that were had there.
There were plenty of drinks, even after you left. The drinks kept going.
Nice.
And then Saturday, I had my birthday party at Gila River Resorts and Casinos V Cuiva. Mm-hmm. And we did a pre-party at like 8. So from 8 to 10, we were in the bar just drinking and partying. And then we went over to Bad Bingo, which is like midnight bingo.
Yeah.
And we drank. We shut the casino down. That's what happened.
Wow. Casinos don't shut down.
They do here. You cannot have alcohol on the casino floor past like 3:34.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around there.
This is how old I am. I don't stay awake until
midnight. Don't. So by the time I got to my room, I was very tired.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I took my mom to a Mother's Day brunch yesterday because I'm going out of town this weekend. So we did Mother's Day yesterday where we continued to have Bloody Marys.
Nice. Cheyenne,
and
I love it.
I don't remember the last time I've done this. So my body is swollen from all of the drinks and the food and everything else. Like, I just feel garbage today.
Well, to cap off today, we figured since it's Cinco de Mayo and we all love Mexican food, why not have a guac off?
With the very much unripe avocados that are available for your using...
My guac is like a pico de gallo.
It looks like a pico de gallo. It's not even mashed.
It's mashed.
What did you? Are you sure?
Yeah, the ones that were mashable made it down to the bottom, but the other ones are just chopped.
Okay.
So,
mine on the other hand, looks very guacish.
Yours is very guacalike. So we're gonna have a guac off. We're gonna see who has the best guac, which obviously, it's probably gonna be Cheyenne.
It might be.
Producer AB Baby does not have a submission this year.
I'm sorry.
Which is probably good because we would have lost indefinitely.
Yeah, but he was Mr. Like...
Oh, he was very confident on Friday.
I don't want to not make it here because like I don't have the tools
but
that
like,
I need
you guys
to make
did,
it.
Though, right? Like I thought you were... I was expecting y'all to bring in like bags of groceries, not already done.
Oh.
Stuff.
Honestly, at 6 o'clock yesterday, I was so tired. I couldn't remember what we had said. All I remembered is that we needed guac. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I'm disappointed in myself.
I am also. I really wanted to try your guac.
Oh well, you have before.
I know, but I need to relive that.
Oh well, I have not done it.
I'm gonna
ever,
relive
so.
Mine, and we're gonna try yours coming up. All right,
that sounds good.
And I will probably not win. Normally,
you might,
I'm very
you never
confident
know.
About this stuff. I'm not confident today.
It wasn't really your fault.
But either way, we're all eating guac, so
in the morning, a bad day?
Don't we all win?
I think so. I'll take
all right,
it.
We got to make mention, coming up on Thursday, huge country music party, and it's happening on Amazon Prime.
It's the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards. You can tell I had the longest weekend because I cannot talk. Again, it is Thursday at 8 p.m. You can watch Reba host and see Blake Shelton, Wynonna, Cody Johnson all perform. It's going to be a great night.
And there's no Prime membership needed. If you don't have Prime, no worries. Just download the app. It's absolutely free. Check it out on Thursday. The Academy of Country Music Awards. Awards are happening. You got to check it out.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, is your mom, Andrea, a meddler?
Yes. Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
We're talking about relationships.
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay.
Love you, Mom. Yes.
Because Destiny's mom, Paige, is definitely meddling heavy.
No!
Heavy metal. Let's call her now.
She be meddling.
Hello.
Hi, is this Destiny?
God, who is this?
Hey.
Why are you keep calling me?
Well, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
What do you want? What?
I'm calling.
You just keep ringing my phone.
I have news for you from your mom, Paige.
Okay, what does she have to say?
Well, she wanted me to remind you that you're almost 30 now and still single.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And her friend Marianne's son is a doctor, and he's very good looking.
This is ridiculous. My mom told you to call me and tell me this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Destiny, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. She says he's very handsome and very strapping.
Do we trust that? Do you know this man?
Hey, if you're not interested, I know somebody who might be.
I am also.
Her name is Cheyenne.
34 and single, so what's up?
He's a doctor, Destiny. What are you doing?
It's just my mom, though. Oh, my God.
I love that your mom is just kind of over it.
Your mom is every mom, by the way.
Yeah. My mom does the same thing. She literally will ask her friends, do you have any single friends for Cheyenne?
Oh, God.
So I get the pain.
So tell us about this guy.
Yeah. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. I know him. But, I mean, I actually didn't know he was single, so.
Sparks are flying.
Mom's coming in hot.
So maybe my mom's onto something. I don't know, but
hey,
this approach is something else. You caught me.
The approach is great.
Well, your mom really wanted to get the message across, and I think we did it. Okay, so stop being single.
Bravo.
Yes, maybe start dating. Good luck.
Thank you.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. I have a confession to make.
You know I've got a confession to make. I'm no fool.
Ooh, I like that. That was nice.
It's a little Foo Fighters right there.
Yeah, it was.
What's your confession?
My confession is that since September, I have been gaslighting my friends.
Tell me more. Tell me more, Danny Zuko.
I've been gaslighting my best friend, God love her, because she loves line dances.
Okay.
It's not that I don't love them. I just grew up doing them. So like, you know what I mean? Like I'm very indifferent about it. So
I didn't know line dancing was something you grow out of.
It's not that I grew out of it. I just don't care to do it.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's not my favorite thing, okay?
Cheyenne, it's okay to not want to do something.
I have full on convinced her that I don't know how to line dance.
Oh, you're playing ignorant.
So bad. And I'm so sorry, Heather. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I do know fake ID, and I do know the Footloose dance. I know these dances. I just don't want to do them. So I have full on convinced my best friend since September. That's why I said September.
So if you didn't tell her that you didn't know how to do it, she would try to convince you to do it.
Yeah, she'd be like,
still?
Come on, you should come over to the house and we'll learn them together. Because she's still in her learning phase.
She's still like, excited about it.
Yeah, we'll learn them together and do the things. And I'm like, that sounds so great. I already know how to do them. I just choose not to. So I keep telling you that I don't because I don't. First of all, line dances take a lot of work, okay? It's not just tap your toes 2-3 times, do the grapevine, and come right back. Spin around maybe once or twice. There's jumping involved. There is acrobats. And your girl gets out of breath.
Not an acrobat.
And then I get sweaty. Why do I want... I don't want to get sweaty.
Isn't it fun, Cheyenne?
No. Yes, it's a little fun. But I don't want to get sweaty. Like, I just don't.
I go to the distillery once in a while, and I see the girls who are, like, really getting after it.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, it looks like they're kind of advertising themselves.
Like pick me?
Check this out, boys.
Yeah.
It's one of those vibes that I get. And then, like, the more mature or women who are in relationships, you know, they take it way less serious.
They take it way down a couple notches. Like, I don't need to spin around in my grapevine. Like, I don't need to spin.
Right.
I don't need to spin back to place. I just take 3 steps to the right and then 3 steps to the left and then do my ball change and then be back where I need to go.
And then everybody clap your hands. Wait, that's not one of them?
Yeah, no. But yeah, so I feel bad because I love her and I would do anything for her.
Except
line dance with her. So I've just been gaslighting my friends. so that they stop asking me to line
Well,
dance.
Now, obviously, the secret is out.
Yeah.
So she knows that you are good to go. So,
joke's on you. She's still
Denim and
sleeping.
Diamonds this weekend.
No!
Check out Cheyenne and her best friend Heather on the dance floor.
No. I will be still at the bar with a drink in my hand. Not parched or sweaty.
Not at all.
So are you guys gaslighting your friends? Let me know that it's not just me, because I need to feel better about this. I need you to humor me.
Yeah. She's going to need a little support on this one, because yeah. I don't purposely mess with my friends like that.
Yeah, but you like are pranky with your friends. Like, that's your guys' jam.
We break each other's,
yeah.
You know.
You bust each other's stuff.
We bust.
Yeah.
602-894-5653. Help
Cheyenne
on this one.
Yeah. How are you friendly gaslighting your friends?
We got Heather in surprise on the phone. Heather, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Heather, are you friendly? We'll call it friendly. Friendly gaslighting your friends for something?
Yes, and it is friendly.
Okay, what is it?
So I am actually a competitive pickleball player, and
that's
I'm
cool.
Like really good at it, and I do it all the time.
I'm like really good.
No, I am really good. And my friends keep asking me to go play with them, like rec, which I could do, but I just really don't want to play non-competitive pickleball. So I've told them that in my contract, I can only play competitively. I can't play rec. And,
in case of injury, you can't injure yourself playing rec.
Thou shalt never lower myself to the skill of you minions.
Is it that you don't want to play with people that aren't good enough for you? Or is it just like you play it all the time, so you don't really want to play like any more than you already have to?
I just really don't want to play with people that aren't as good as I am.
Hey, my friend,
listen, I can relate because I'm the most amazing athlete on the planet, Heather, as you know. And we had a corporate pickleball game, and my teammate was the guy from engineering, and I was like, oh, man.
This is a true story. This is a true story.
Get off my court.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
My amen is something that I think is not going to come to a surprise to anyone.
Why?
I survived the weekend, which is pretty fantastic.
Hey!
I survived my birthday weekend. I drank more than I have drank in probably a year and a half.
Nice.
In one weekend. So I tied one on, survived to tell the tale, and I am here at work today. So can I get an amen for my birthday weekend?
Amen.
Tom from Mesa, what do you got for us this morning?
I'm going on my first date tomorrow in 3.5 years.
What?
So that's why I need an amen.
Amen. That's
amen.
Awesome. Congratulations. Where are you going? What's planned?
No idea.
Oh.
Attaboy. He had 3 years to think about it.
She's the one from this area, so she can choose.
Oh, you're not from here?
No, I just moved here last year.
Well, welcome to the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
I wish you luck, my friend.
Yeah, keep us posted.
First dates can be a little intimidating, but, you know, loosen up and enjoy the ride.
You got this.
It's all about the confidence. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Have a great day, Tom. Jew from Phoenix, what do you got for us?
So, I'm a tattoo artist, and I've been tattooing for about a year now.
Uh-huh.
In the past week, my tattoo business has been picking up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, can I get an amen?
Amen. We love that. Congratulations on that, Jew. That's awesome.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
What tattoo shop do you work at?
I'm actually a mobile artist. I'm not at a tattoo shop.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you have an Instagram you want to shout out?
Yes, I do. It's ju.unique.arts.
ju.unique.arts.
Low-key, I feel like I follow you on Instagram because that sounds so familiar.
I'll follow you for sure, Cheyenne.
Oh, then I definitely followed you back.
There can be an easy way to confirm this.
I'm looking. Yeah.
ju.unique.arts.
Yeah, I just did. I didn't, but I just did.
Boom. Well, hey, we're hoping for much success in the future for you, Jew.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Every single day at this time, we throw down a little amen, a little love to the Camel Nation. If you got one, you can call us up at any time, 602-894-5653. You wanted it. You got your amens.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's time for the Secret Sound, Cheyenne. We do it every morning at this time, 7:30. The big prize is still up for grabs.
It is a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. This pair of tickets is tickets into his sandbar, which is the pit right next to the stage. You're also going to get a two-night stay at the Westin in Las Vegas.
Hello, who's this? Where are you from?
Andrew, Goodyear. I called Friday. I got through again.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
What
That's
in
pretty
the
lucky.
World?
Wow. And I heard the clue on Friday, too, in the 5 o'clock, so it kind of got closer.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Andrew is very involved in the Secret Sound. I love to hear it. Are you ready to make a guess today?
Yes.
All right.
All right,
Let's
Andrew.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Secret Sound. Andrew and Goodyear, you've heard it before. Here it is again.
All right, that is your Secret Sound. Andrew and Goodyear, what do you think it is?
I think it's a ping pong and a one of those glasses playing ping pong.
What's going on with the ping pong? What's your guess? Just say your guess again. I'm super confused.
Throwing a ping pong in one of those red solo cups with
okay.
water.
Okay, because the clue on Friday was liquid.
Like beer pong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beer
Did
pong,
you hear any of the yeah. other guesses or the any of the other hints leading up to Friday?
I had one that was, it said
Oh, okay.
That was it. I don't know.
All right. Well.
Well, Andrew, that is not the Secret Sound. So sorry, buddy.
But we got another hint coming for you at 5 o'clock tonight with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. All right, Andrew?
All right. Thank you.
Keep All following right, along.
I don't know what type of list I got on, Cheyenne, but my information is out there on the dark web, and I get spam calls like crazy.
You get more spam calls than anyone I know.
For instance, Cheyenne, I will show you my received phone calls just from today.
Oh my gosh!
How many is that from this morning, from
One,
this show?
Two. Three,
four. Four calls just from this show.
That's insane. And it's 7:30 in the morning.
What am I going to do? Am I going to answer all these and be sarcastic and be my normal self?
Absolutely. I mean, you could.
I could.
Are you going to? No.
I don't have the strength all the time.
Yeah.
We need that juice for the show.
Yeah. Stop
Can't
stealing him.
Yeah. Spammers.
So what do you like?
So normally I will
doing?
Give them a hard time.
Uh-huh.
And I did that this weekend. I got a spam call, or so I thought it was a spam call. But I answered the phone and did my normal thing. What do you want?
Yes.
Or I'll humor them. I'll go through the motions. I won't be angry guy. And mm-hmm. I will be like, hello. Or I'll act like an old guy sometimes too, because I know old guys, they're very keen on trying to get the old guys. Well, let's be
right.
honest. Those are the ones that are paying up. Falling for scams. Anyway, so I did angry guy this time. I was
okay.
like, what do you want? Who is this? What's going on? And it was a woman's voice. And she's like, hi. And there's like noise in the background. And it sounds like kids playing.
Yeah.
So I was like, are those kids okay? Should they be under your supervision? What's happening right now?
No.
And I'm yelling. I'm full blown giving it the whole thing.
I have been privy to seeing you yell at spam calls. Yeah. And it's aggressive.
You have witnessed this.
It's low key kind of scary.
So the voice on the other line says to me, hi, this is Maddie from Ninja Kids?
No! Not Ninja Kids!
Which my son is a member of. We take him there all the time. And so I was like, hi. And she goes, yeah, I just wanted to see if Justin wanted to celebrate his upcoming birthday with us.
She wasn't even too old.
No,
poor
she
Maddie.
Was some teenager. That her part of her part-time job at Ninja Kids was to like call families that have upcoming birthdays and ask them if they want to celebrate at Ninja Kids. I felt so bad.
What did you say?
Of course, then I had to like try to back myself out of this
yeah.
one. But when you do that, it never ever.
You kind of look like more of an a-hole.
Heals. Yeah, it never heals. But of course, my self-conscious would have driven me crazy. I would have had to go to Ninja Kids and apologize to her in person.
Yeah.
Because I really, really hit her hard with the what the... And I went crazy.
No.
What do you want? Like, I effed. I did all the curses.
You did all the things.
So then I said, hey, Maddie, I'm so sorry. I've just been getting a lot of spam calls lately. And she was like, It's my job to just call people. And I was
She's like, I just work here, man.
I'm so sorry you got caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
And then I said, yes, of course. I would love to have my son's birthday at Ninja Kids. We'll take the biggest package possible. In fact, throw a 20 in there for yourself, man.
So, long story short, we're celebrating Justin at Ninja Kids. That would be fun. I'll put that on my calendar.
There you go.
Yeah, that's wild. But also, I feel like you're not wrong. Spam calls are super out of control right now.
It's nuts.
Because I, same thing. If I were to pull up my phone log, it's like miss call.
Potential spam.
So maybe having young teenage kids call people from an unknown number right now is the move.
I mean,
mailers would be a great second choice.
I will save that number as Ninja Kids.
It won't be happening again.
So how do you deal with spam calls? Do you even answer them? I just answer them because I'm bored. 602-894-5653. You can text us or call us, Camel Nation. We want to hear from you. Dean in Glendale, the spam calls are out of control. I don't know how I got on this list of call this sucker. You can get some free money from him, which never happened. But what do you do, Dean? Teach me some new tactics to deal with these spammers.
Oh, yeah. I get them good. They call up. I pretend like I'm a mob boss.
A mob boss?
How do you pretend like you're a mob boss?
Okay.
Why are you calling me? You know where little Jimmy is? You know where little Jimmy... You know, I know you got little Jimmy's money. Little Jimmy's not very happy. And you, if you know little Jimmy, he's not very little. All right? He's going to be living for you. All right?
That's amazing.
This is right up my alley.
This is right up your alley. There's nothing like putting on a good little scheme.
The other one, too, is I pretend like I killed somebody.
What?
Yeah, like I gotta hide the body.
Do they ever respond?
There's usually a big pause, and then they're like, I think I have the wrong number.
Sends them running for the hills.
Yeah. It's starting to stink in here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think we gotta bury him in the backyard.
I think we got a problem.
Are you calling to help? Hello? Do you have an extra shovel?
Awesome.
What a delight. Tempe is in the news a lot lately, and this is one where we need a little specialist info from Officer Candace.
Because we don't really know much about it.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's pretty straightforward.
That's true.
Tempe is installing 14 red light cameras at 14 intersections, which seems to me to be a lot. Officer Candace, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Candace, are these red lights being placed specifically in intersections that Tempe PD continuously has, like, collision calls?
Yeah, they're some of our most high traffic areas, and we do have a lot of traffic accidents and different things happening in those intersections specifically. A lot of them are near the university, so that's a big point as to why we added those, and just to really slow people down because there's so much pedestrian traffic too.
Ah, see, pedestrian traffic, it'll get you every time.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like such a PR statement right there.
It really is.
I was in the PIO office for a year, you know, you guys.
That's true. That is true. It's like the police department send it out. If anybody asks, say
she very trained, very well trained. Well, Officer Candace, sounds to me like, no pun intended, a cop out.
Stop it. Genuine question. If somebody is like, at what point should, if you're approaching an intersection,
mm-hmm.
and like, at what point are you safe to like get through it? Like, what as an officer, what would you say, like, if it turns yellow and you're like 15 yards away or whatever, like how, like at what point can you safely get through it without getting nabbed?
If you are in the intersection while it's still yellow, your car is fully in the intersection. The intersection is where the crosswalks border. So if you pass those lines of the crosswalk and you're in the intersection and it's still yellow, you should be in the clear. That's just been my experience. And then if you pass those red lines when it's red, that's when you're going to get the ding.
Oh, okay. So if you're fully in the intersection when the light turns red. So, like, if you're going through it and half of your car is over the crosswalk when it turns red, are you going to get dinged for that?
I don't know. I want to say no because you've already breached into the intersection with the front side of your car.
Good word. Breach.
But if you get a ticket, don't hold me accountable for that.
Oh, I will definitely be calling you saying, can you get me out of this? Thanks. So sounds like speed up and get through the intersection.
Ooh, good advice.
I feel yellow is like universal for slow. Maybe we should do a little driving class.
Okay, well, you know, I have yet to get a ticket, so I think I'm doing okay.
Knock on wood immediately. So, Officer Candace, 14 intersections. I saw McClintock pop up like seven times.
Yeah.
So clearly that's the drag strip in Tempe.
Yeah, we get a lot of racers actually through that intersection, and we've had a few fatal collisions on that road. So it's definitely a good thing that these cameras are going in for a lot of the students and the neighbors who are in the area, just to be able to feel a little safer with the street racers.
Tempe PD did say that it is historically proven red light cameras and speed traps do slow people down, and there's way less crashes, fatalities in those intersections. So at the end of the day, we're going to whine and complain because we don't like that.
Yeah.
But also,
they're good.
Yeah.
I don't want my insurance going up because there's 1,000% more car accidents.
Yeah. Also, quick question real quick that has nothing to do with Tempe PD, but as like dangerous roads in general.
Okay.
If there is a dangerous road, not one specifically like, you know, Happy Valley Road, a very well-known drag racing road, how would citizens, not Nico at all, go about
not me
getting police officers out there because it is such a problem?
It depends on the agency. I know for us, we have a street racing task force. So
what?
When there are a lot of street racers in the area, like that whole squad is dedicated to moving those people out, giving them tickets, towing their cars so that they can't continue that behavior. And unfortunately, what they do is they just migrate around the valley.
Yeah.
I would just keep calling it in to your local agency and hoping that, you know, they finally realize it's a big enough problem and a lot of citizens are bothered by it, that they start to really attack it and get rid of it.
There's like a new fatal accident on Happy Valley Road, I would say every month or two.
That's wild.
It's insane.
Definitely a motivator to get officers out there, I'm sure.
Task
It'll
force.
Be a matter of time before the city takes action. Yeah.
What I have learned in this last couple of minutes is that Tempe PD is not messing around.
We're not messing around.
Tempe Task Force.
Tempe Task Force.
That's awesome. Well, Candace, thank you so much for answering our silly questions.
Anytime.
But also explaining why these red light cameras are going in.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want people to be safe. So that's the most important thing.
Be safe in Tempe with the Task Force. Happy Cinco de Mayo!
Hey!
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
I have made guacamole in the past, but when it comes down to being under the gun of a championship in a guac-off, I failed.
I will tell you, last night was the one and only time I've ever made guacamole in
Whoa.
My life.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh. Look at that.
Because everybody else always just makes it.
Okay.
Like I've always known like how to make it. I've just never made it myself.
Yeah.
But I made some crucial mistakes, I will admit. I needed more lime.
Mistakes were made. On the front lines of guac-off.
But I think that it was still edible, and therefore I'm okay with that.
I will say I like your color.
Oh, that's good.
You had better color than me.
Nico's is very pastel.
It's interesting.
It's giving Easter.
But at the end of the day, one had to win.
One guac reigned supreme.
Because we had to have a guac-off champion, and that champion is me!
Yeah! Good job. I'll let you take it. It's okay.
It was hard-fought. Hard-fought battle.
It was. It was a solid effort between you and I, and I can tell you with 100,000% certainty that if Abe would have put his hat in the ring, we both would have lost. So
I also agree. So
there's that.
I'm very grateful.
Abe's like, I could have just brought the avocado.
I'm usually not so bold, but after seeing this, yes, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for not participating. I appreciate it, because I will take this championship. And it's time to say adios, amigos.
I love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.